Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
We've taken back control of our laws and our destiny. We've taken back control of every jot and tittle of our regulation in a way that is complete and unfettered. From January the 1st, we are outside the customs union and outside the single market. British laws will be made solely by the British Parliament, interpreted by UK judges sitting in UK courts, and the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice will come to an end.
The long-awaited trade deal between the UK and the EU has finally been agreed just days before the deadline, ending months of disagreements over fishing rights and competition rules. Prime Minister Boris Johnson promised the deal will allow companies to do even more business with the EU while taking back control of our laws and our destiny, echoing a key message of the Vote Leave campaign. Bidding to sell it to his party and the country, Boris announced at a Downing Street news conference that, although of course the arguments with our European friends and partners were sometimes fierce, this is a good deal for the whole of Europe.
We will be able to continue to have massive and growing economic interpenetration without the need for what I've always talked about, this lunar pull of EU law.
The treaty will apply from January the 1st, 2021, and will take over from the arrangements under the transition agreement, which has seen the UK continue to follow most EU rules since Brexit Day, which was January the 31st of this year. Announcing the news, Boris Johnson said beating coronavirus was his number one national priority, so he wanted to end any extra uncertainty by giving the country the best possible chance of bouncing back strongly next year. While an agreement on the trade deal has been made, it is still yet to be sealed. MPs will vote on the deal in Parliament on the 30th of December, with the UK set to exit existing trading rules on December the 31st. And next.
I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done. Thank you very much.
Earlier this week, outgoing US President Donald Trump has suggested he may not sign off the $892 billion US dollar coronavirus relief package that was approved by Congress last week. In a video shared from his Twitter account, Donald Trump argued that the bill was delivering too much money to foreign countries and not enough to US citizens. The bill allows for most Americans to receive a $600 US stimulus check, which in itself has been criticized by many Americans as being too little, too late. In any case, Trump said he is asking Congress to amend the bill.
I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
The president also said the package was put together after Democrats cruelly blocked coronavirus relief legislation during the summer in an effort to, quote, advance their extreme left-wing agenda. He added that the bill allocates money for stimulus checks for the family members of, quote, illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800 each. Without the bill in force, many Americans face an uncertain Christmas period. Unemployment benefits expired on Saturday, with the bill not enacted, and a moratorium on evictions may not be extended. Legislators could pass a stopgap bill Monday to prevent a partial government shutdown looming a day later. But this would not include coronavirus aid, and Trump would still have to sign it. Trump's decision to bat the measure back to Capitol Hill stunned lawmakers, since he has largely stayed out of negotiations for a coronavirus aid bill that had stalled since last July. His top economic advisor, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, had proposed the $600 payments earlier this month, and many have questioned why the president waited until now to object. And finally, on Thursday, three UN peacekeepers were killed in the Central African Republic as tensions flared between the government and rebel forces. The UN said unidentified combatants carried out two attacks, leaving two other peacekeepers injured. The group was stationed in the Central African Republic, which borders Chad, Sudan, South Sudan, the Congo, and Cameroon, to stop the escalating violence ahead of the presidential and parliamentary elections on Sunday. As it currently stands, President Faustin Archange Touadéra has accused his predecessor, François Bozizé, of attempting a coup with rebel groups. Mr. Bozizé, who has been banned from running in the election and is under UN sanctions, has so far denied the allegation. The government has also denied allegations of election rigging by the Coalition of Patriots for Change, an alliance of the country's most powerful rebel groups. In a statement on Friday, the UN said the three deceased peacekeepers were from Burundi and their deaths may constitute a war crime. The assaults against them took place in Dakoa and in the southern region of Bakoma. The UN added that 55,000 people had fled their homes in the Central African Republic as violence escalated, and there has been an increase in attacks on humanitarian groups operating in the country. The CAR is one of Africa's poorest and most unstable countries, even though it is rich in resources like diamonds and uranium. The UN estimates that half of the population are dependent on humanitarian assistance, and up to a fifth have been displaced. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.